You're tuned in to 2SER Breakfast on this Thursday morning. And hey, Tuesday night was a big night in the sky. If you were lucky enough to catch it, there was a lunar event, something we call a supermoon. And no, it doesn't mean that the moon dons some kind of lycra and a cape. It means much, much something else. We are joined by astronomer at the University of Adelaide, Dr. Patrick McGee, to tell us more about this lunar phenomenon. How are you this morning?
Very well, Willie. Thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So what is a supermoon?
Right. So it is just, well, not just, when the phase of full moon happens to coincide or very nearly coincide with the time when the moon is closest to Earth in its orbit around the Earth.
Right. Okay. So we can just see it the most.
Yeah. What it actually means is the moon, as I said, is a little bit closer to us than it is at other times in its orbit. The moon's orbit is not a perfect circle. It's actually slightly elliptical, which means that at sometimes the moon is a little bit further away from us, sometimes closer. So when the moon has the phase of full moon, at the time when it's, or very close to this period when it's closest to the Earth, then the moon actually is physically closer to us on Earth. It appears a bit brighter just because of that, and it also appears larger than it might at other times as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. And if we missed it on Tuesday, when Yep. can we expect to see the next one?
The next one actually is on May the 26th, so the next full moon. And that one, I think it'll be perhaps a little bit closer than this one. So slightly better, but not so much that you'd notice just by casually looking at it.
Okay. And what gives it the pinkish reddish appearance?
Ah, now that, as far as I can tell, is just a name given to a full moon in April. And the source I checked says that it's actually based on an American Indian term for the month, because this is when a particular plant, the creeping phlox or moss pink, comes into flower. So it's not anything to do with the actual colour of the moon itself. It's just that it's the full moon that happens to occur in April. And traditionally, so we're told, in American Indian parlance, that that is called a pink moon because of these flowering plants.
Right, okay, because of the association of the time and the fauna. And
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Now, you've been working in astronomy for over 20 years. What's
a long
the,
time. Yeah.
A long time. What's the most spectacular lunar event you've ever witnessed?
Okay, I think the most spectacular thing associated with the moon would have to be a total solar eclipse. Now, it's a solar eclipse, but it is caused by the moon moving in front of the sun. And, yeah, there, in a sense, there are no words to describe it. You have to see one to really experience what it's like. You really get to see the mechanism of the solar system in work. You can see the moon slowly moving across the sun. And you get the feeling that there are things in nature over which you have absolutely no control. It really is an awe-inspiring thing. Of course, they're fairly rare in any one location on Earth. But the next best thing associated with the moon, I think, would have to be a really deep total lunar eclipse. So you have a full moon where the moon passes through the shadow of the Earth. You get the moon up in the sky. It's a full moon. You know that it's usually very, very bright. But in when it's a total lunar eclipse, the moon is this, can be this really deep red colour, and also not, you know, nowhere near as bright as it usually is. So you see the moon up in the sky, you can see stars all around it, and that I think is a more common thing to see from any one location. Not as spectacular as a total solar eclipse, but still very good to see indeed.
Yeah, amazing. Oh, Dr. McGee, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate you explaining that all for us.
That's right. No trouble at all. Thanks, Sophie.
That was astronomer at the University of Adelaide, Dr. Patrick McGee, talking to us about supermoons. Keep your eye on the night sky in May for the next one.